The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today.
Lord, call us to battle, that we may proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
From the blockbuster film War Room, award-winning actress Karen Abercrombie shares her answered prayers.
Robinson, Betty and I are thrilled to have you. I got to ask you in the audience, because I remember when I was invited to go see the premiere presentation of The War Room. Did y'all see The War Room? Yeah. Did you like The War Room?
Yeah.
It has to be not just one of the greatest faith-based films or movies, but just one of the best movies ever, period. The acting, the casting, the characters, the way the script, the way they delivered it was phenomenal. And, you know, when we first went, I think we were excited that Tony Evans, one of our best friends and pastor in there at Oak Cliff Bible Church, his daughter, Priscilla Shira, who's been here many times, and both of them, I tell Tony, this is your TV show, we pay for the airtime. Same way with Priscilla, so here they come. But we knew that she was in it, and Priscilla was just amazed. I know, Tony, I went back to you and your sweet wife right there, and they had a little break, and I said, it's unbelievable, and it really is. But the thing that got me, when I walked out, said an Academy Award nomination is needed for the lady that played the senior lady, the real war room warrior, and her name is Karen Abercrombie. And boy, did she look the part. And I had no idea what they could do with makeup, but then she wasn't just the makeup, she became that person. Well, Karen is here. Would you welcome that talented actress that played that phenomenal role, Karen, to life today? Karen, glad to see you.
Grateful to be here. Thank
what
you
happened
so much.
To your gray hair? Where'd it go?
It's on the shelf somewhere.
It's on the shelf. Well, that is just do you agree that the depth of story, let's say the emphasis of the war room being a prayer room, where we really win the victory, where the victory is won. Do you just think that message was not only pertinent for what was taking place there, but desperately needed in our nation today?
Without a doubt.
You thought you were playing more than a role in a movie? You felt like I'm actually calling America to this place for the sake of the future and for freedom? Did you feel that in your heart?
I felt that it was more than what we all imagined it would be. It was amazing. First of all, it was the most amazing set I had ever been on. We started each day, everybody, the crossing guard, the director, the writer, everybody was there. We would have breakfast together. And then there would be prayer. And then there would be a devotion we would share. And then we'd start our day. But there had been different churches allocated that would pray for us.
Wow.
So every moment, every second that we filmed, we were covered in prayer.
Mm. It was obvious. Yeah. It was obvious. You had to audition for the part, right?
Uh-huh.
Had you played an older person that you knew you could do this, or was this kind of a new journey for you? Tell me about it.
It's interesting. God had been prepping me all a while. Let me take it back a little bit. I had gone to a Women of Faith conference 13 years prior to filming the movie, and they had a dynamic actress who would do different scenes and monologues between the various women speaking. She was phenomenal, and I said, God, if you would just allow me to use my gifts the way you're allowing her, wow, you know, I would give you everything I have. And then the years...
And were you an actress at the time, or started?
I was already an actress, but... I was getting bits and bobs here, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And so the years the years passed, but wherever I was, I poured out the gifts, worship team, writing, directing dramas, wherever I was. And I did it in New York, did it in L.A. And then we moved to a little town north of Charlotte, North Carolina, and I got involved in a church there. And that is where God found me.
Really?
To answer that prayer that I had put up 13 years ago.
So and then did you do the audition? You were kind of, it touched you there, and then you went and auditioned?
Well, there was a gentleman in the church. He said, the Kendrick brothers are making a movie. I think you should send a picture and resume. I've seen what you can do. So I sent a picture and resume, and I didn't hear anything from them. So a few weeks went by, and he said, have you heard anything from the brothers? I said, no. He said, well, that's okay. That's quite all right, because they're going to be here at our church next week holding auditions. See, this is God.
Yeah.
This is God.
Now, had they already done a couple of faith-based movies and one we might know the name of, but these brothers are pretty remarkable.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing, courageous, flywheel,
okay,
fireproof.
There you go, right, all those.
You know,
well,
amazing.
Well, I actually think War Room ran right by them now. I don't know what all the numbers show, but did the War Room do as well or excel?
War Room was amazing. War Room, I think the budget was around $3 million, and ended up making like $70 million.
That'll do.
And then maybe 40, 50, 60, 70 million abroad outside of the country.
Isn't that
and
great?
It's still.
That's great.
Sure.
Still.
And it motivated people to pray. I'm
thinking
you could not watch it. Okay, so
yes.
You went and did the audition. Did you have your makeup? Did you try
to
look older or you just talk older?
No, the gentleman gave me the dialogue to look over. Mm-hmm. So I turned on the computer and I started to read the dialogue, and immediately I could hear Miss Clara's voice. See, many times being an actress, you have to put bits and pieces together. You do some research and build this character, but I heard her voice immediately. And then I went to a closet, got some clothes, a gray wig. I've got a room full of wigs.
Yeah, sure.
And I chose one that I thought would be appropriate for the character. And yes, when I went down, I walked in as
her.
Clara.
There you go.
Yeah, and I did the audition.
And was your wig and everything close to where you ended up, or did they change it quite a bit?
It was close.
Okay.
It was close.
You hit the nail on the head.
It was close.
Now, could you tell you were going over? Somebody was helping you, like maybe God?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, even the setup, just amazing that he would find me. He knew where I was in this little town. And then bring this to me. Mm-hmm. Every night I was able to go to sleep in my own bed. This was the first time.
Wow.
This is the first time the Kendricks ever filmed outside of Georgia.
So why did they do it there? Just because you were there? They just moved everything because of you?
No.
You must have already been in the war room. Let's look at her just a minute. We want to go to a clip.
Okay.
Because I want to show them how elderly you can become. Here we go. And spiritual.
Okay. Now, I ran a sales report from the area, wrote down a suggested asking price for the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you say your husband did for a living?
Well, we actually haven't talked about that, but he's a sales rep for Brightwell Pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm. And where did you say you attended church?
Well, we occasionally attend Riverdale Community.
Mm-hmm. So you would say you know the Lord?
Yes, I would say I know the Lord. You think the Lord is okay with this asking price?
Mm-hmm. And you have children?
Miss Clara, my husband Tony and I have been married for 16 years. We have one daughter, her name is Danielle, and she's 10. She enjoys pop music and ice cream and jumping rope.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Now, you say you attend church occasionally. Is that because your pastor only preaches occasionally?
Miss Clara, I really would like to help you sell your house. That's why I'm here. As far as my faith is concerned, I believe in God just like most people. He's very important to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me get our coffee. So if I asked you what your prayer life was like, would you say that it was hot or cold?
I don't know that I would say it's hot. I mean, we're like most people. We have full schedules. We work. But I would consider myself a spiritual person. I'm not hot, but I'm not cold either. Just, you know, somewhere in the middle.
Here you go. I've got cream or sugar if you need
it. Oh, no, thank you. I like it black. Miss Clara, you like your coffee room temperature?
No, baby, mine's hot.
Yeah. Well made, that point. Now, you are, if our viewers could pray for you, what would you like them to pray? Because you're very special. You're spiritually sensitive, like you were trying to get Miss Priscilla, my friend, to become. But you are Priscilla. So you really want the will of God. How do we pray for you? How do our viewers?
Just that I take every gift that He has given me and use it in the way that He wants me to use it. We can do a lot of good things with what we've been given, but they might not be exactly what it is He wants us to do.
Yeah.
So just that I can hear and know that it is indeed His
will.
So
that we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. We're not conformed or shaped by the world. And when we're transformed with the renewing of our mind, we can know the good, acceptable, and perfect.
Yes.
And that's what you want, the perfect will of God. So we pray for that for you. I say it even now. Pray that right now, dear God, for Karen in every way that she'll be exactly in your perfect will. Do you want to speak? Do you have a website that if anybody wants to communicate and say, could you help us with something at the church? Is there some way that you could do something with us?
Well, how would they find you? Absolutely. I love going out and encouraging people. I have a website, www.karenabercrombie.com.
Okay. And we'll put it on the screen there.
Yes.
And you don't have to put the www anymore.
Well,
you know, we just say that. I don't know why we all do it. We just do it. Yeah. www. But I don't ever put the W. I just put Karen, and here we go. The deal is, what about, is prayer big in your life?
Oh, it is. It is. It's very interesting. I always had considered myself a prayer warrior. But once I started digging into Miss Clara the way I had to for this film, I realized that I had only been scratching the surface.
Yeah.
And so many times we use prayer after the fact, as opposed to a strategy, you know, preparing, protecting well ahead of time. So, and I guess it's because it seems to be something so simple, we don't realize just how powerful it is. But it is. It raises the dead. It moves mountains. It saves the lost,
mm-hmm.
You know?
What do you want America to hear right now? I mean, you're a woman of another race, another color, but we're family. We're just as much family as Betty and I and our children are. We're all just family. Why this tension? Is that not orchestrated by the powers of darkness and deception and dissension and division just pulling at us? And can't that be defeated only through the power of prayer and the love of God flowing like a river freely through us? Isn't that the only way you overcome that power?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Mother Teresa once said, we have no peace because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. We do. And each and every person that is here, God created. Everyone is just as valuable and important.
Absolutely.
As the next.
Absolutely.
And we're taught different things, that you are less or that you are more. And all of this division just makes us weak. Mm-hmm. United, we stand. Mm-hmm.
Divided,
we fall.
That's right.
Satan keeps us preoccupied, super busy, and so much so that now we've been all lulled into complacency.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got us fighting each other, killing
each other.
While he sits back in Starbucks and just watches. He's comfortable having his double triple latte while we are doing all of this for him, destroying ourselves.
Yep.
That's right.
Making it easy for him. But in all honesty, he's afraid of all of us.
The
because
enemy is.
He His knows enemy is. What God has placed in each and every one of us. But if he can keep us so caught up, so tied up in all of the busy, all of the hate, all of the strife, all of the jealousy, all of the bitterness, we'll never get to who we truly are in Christ, because that is where the power is.
That's it.
That's right.
Amen. God do it. I feel like what you just said was, in essence, it was a prayer. It was the heart and mind of God that you just shared. And Father, I just join right now with Karen, with Betty, everybody in this studio. Lord, we believe that it's no exaggeration to say if we don't get on our knees, we're going to be knocked on our knees.
That's right.
All hell is going to break loose because the walls are down, the hedge of protection, the standards, the boundaries that you set to not limit us, but to free us.
Yes.
And God, I just pray that we will come together as a family, seeking you as our Father, and wanting to know your heart, your mind, and do your will.
Yes, Lord.
God, hear our cry.
Yes, Lord.
Heal our land.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, may people come to know you personally, Father. In the name of your blessed Son, we pray, and for his glory. Amen.
Amen.
Do you appreciate Karen and her witness, her talent, her ability?
Thank you.
We're going to keep up with you. We're going to pray for you that God will just open doors and that we will literally see. You know, you prayed that incredible prayer in the end of the war room. And I felt like it was just like intercession for this nation and for freedom in the future. So we can pray that prayer together. Karen, we've had just the most unbelievable blessed life in blessing others.
Yeah.
And our viewers have learned that if we can become an answer to someone's prayer,
yes,
it's amazing how he answers quickly.
Oh,
this
yes.
is all in Isaiah 58. When you notice the overlooked, you notice the hungry, you notice the thirsty, you become a well-watered garden. It's amazing what happens when we reach out to others. Mm. With your help, this year we will complete, when we drill the 500 water wells that we together drill this year, that'll make 5,000. Is that not a reason to rejoice that we have been able to drill? We, the people who watch Life Today and who pray and become an answer to prayer, that's what we've been able to do. I want you to listen very closely. And I think you're going to hear the heart of God in the needs that love meets. And I think you're going to step up and say, let us be an answer to every need we possibly can be. And here's one. Watch closely.
Like any mother, Beatrice longs to see her children happy and healthy. And in pursuing her desires for their well-being, Beatrice simply wants to provide them with the basics of life. But in Beatrice's case, her hopes for her children ever having any kind of a future have been shattered because of their water source. This is never how Beatrice intended life to be, losing a child because her water supply is contaminated. And then, knowing that she has no other choice but to give the same water to her other children. What makes Beatrice's situation even more tragic is knowing that a clean water well could make the difference between life and death, not only for her children, but for all of the children in her village.
Who Betty, we've been there where we've watched the children so sick because of contaminated water, and then we've been up where the children greet us because they know we're the ones that provided the well that gave them a whole new life, and they're rejoicing. And then we've seen the well come in where those people are so happy. When you look at that, what goes on in your heart when you think about what it means to just have fresh water or to be without it?
I have to look at it from a mother's heart, and I can really sense and feel the hurt in that mother. She's lost one child, and she's afraid she's going to lose another one. There's a nurturing in a mother that naturally wants to take care of her children. She wants the best for them. She knows what the problem is, and she knows what the answer is, but she can't provide that answer, so she's asking for help. She wants someone to come and give life to her children through the water wells. And we can be a big part of that. When we see something that we know we can do something about it, that's the heart of a mother. So I appeal to every mother that's watching. Can you reach out in your heart and help us drill the water wells for these children? Please help us. Anyone that's watching, please ask God how much you can help in this situation.
You know, Betty, I can't watch you even reference what it feels like to lose a child, knowing that as a mother you did. We lost a daughter. We've just watched a beautiful engagement and wedding of the oldest son of this daughter that is in heaven, Robin. And one of the last things she got to do was watch her son graduate, the one that's just married. And I spoke at the graduation. The next two children, they gave the rose to you because the mother wasn't there. And I'm thinking about that, and I couldn't help but think that when we tell you how much we wish our Robin was actually at the weddings and that will ultimately come with the other children, and that if we had said to you, any one of you watching, any one of you sitting here in the studio, if we'd said, we're losing our daughter, could you bring her the help that would give her the rest of her life to see her family grow up? I believe you would have run. I really do believe that. I believe any one of you would have gotten up and said, here it is. Here it is, James and Betty. And I believe you'd have wanted to do it. I believe you'd have rushed at the opportunity. Well, listen to me. That didn't happen. There wasn't the cure, and the miracle for the healing of the cancer didn't come. But here's the deal. We got a perfect cure. It's what Jesus called just a cup of water in my name. But we can actually give a well of water. And I'm asking you to do that for that mother, but that mother was appealing for all the other mothers. She was appealing for all the children that she knew what they faced. And so here's what I want to ask you to do. I want your heart to leap, that I'm going to give a cup of water, a well of water. I'm going to do it today. I can drill a well. The average cost is $4,800. I believe you can do that. There's somebody say, I'm going to do it. Praise God, I can touch that whole village, save those kids' lives and give them a future. Some of you could say, I'll give $1,200 or $2,400 and pray some others will join me. Most of the support, now don't you miss this, most of the support for these wells comes with people who will give $48. That gives an average of 10 people water. So at whatever level you can help, do so. And then, Betty, we've got a real need. We've got to replace a drilling rig. And when the missionaries tell us that they can't even be refurbished now, it's done, it's gone. $380,000 to get a new one. And I'm saying, God, just raise up 380 people that'll give $1,000, one at a time. I don't know at what level you can participate, but I believe you're going to want to rush right now and say, I tell you what, I'm going to be an answer to that woman's prayer for her children and other children. I'm going to be the miracle they long for. I'm going to make it happen. Would you do it? We have some special gifts for you, but you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life, and you're doing it because of the love of God that's in your heart for others. Thank you for doing it. Go online, lifetoday.org. Take your bank card, use it like a check, or dial that number. Use that bank card like a check. Make the gift God puts on your heart. Or you write a check, make it to life. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven demonstrations of God's love today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 500 water wells in remote villages in over 15 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five people,
A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, and $144 will help provide fresh water for 30 people for a lifetime. Additionally, just over $378,000 is needed to replace an old and failing drilling rig in Africa. Please consider an additional gift of $100 or more to get a desperately needed new rig in place as soon as possible. With your gift, we'll send you The Stream, a powerful new book by James Robison that charts a clear path for your personal revival and a spiritual revolution. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Promises of God coffee mugs. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our Majesty bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, Betty, our viewers are just your miracle workers. Yes, and you're an answer, not just to our prayers, you're an answer to mother's prayers like the one you saw. Would you give me an opportunity to share this stream, refreshing hearts and minds, renewing freedoms, blessings? We the people together. This is such an easy read. Confronting evil, that's one of the things we just talked about. And it's like four pages. Subtle evils, so often those are the ones that lurk in our heart, and God's answer to evil. I'm telling you, spiritual awakening is our only hope. And bottom up, inside out, internal change first. That's where the changes come. Hope and change, real hope. And you know what change is? It's called correction. The Bible calls it repentance. I think that'd be a good remedy for America, don't you think so?
Yes,
would you thank Karen for being such a blessing? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You are a treasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank all of you for being here. Thank you for watching Life Today and sharing life every day. Thank you.
If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come be a part of the Life Today studio audience. Call or email today to reserve your tickets. You'll be inspired and entertained.
We all long to be chosen, to be protected, to be happy.
Tomorrow, Sheila Walsh explores the longing in all of us. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.